Over the last month, opera fans have been poring over the offerings for the 2023-24 season with the Canadian Opera Company. The slate features new productions and rare musical gems that showcase the most celebrated of international stars as well as homegrown talent. The list includes the rarely performed Medea, classics like Don Giovanni and La Boheme, and a world premiere opera based on Canadian contralto Portia White. Subscriptions for the 23-24 season available now and may be purchased online at coc.ca, or you can call, jot this number down, 416-363-8231. Subscribe by May 30th, and that guarantees your renewable seats. Joining us in studio, in between his trips abroad collecting ideas for COC Seasons of the Future, it is COC General Director Perrin Leach. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mark. Great to be here.
Where are you headed next, by the way?
I'm headed off to Frankfurt and Wiesbaden to see some shows and do an opera management course. So it's a busy time.
What a life.
Yeah.
You know, you're used to it, but it sounds very exotic to me, you know. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening this spring. Just a couple of heavy hitters in Verdi's Macbeth, Puccini's Tosca. I'm excited to see at least one, if not two. These are wonderful operas to finish a season with, but of course, it is live theater, so kind of lots going on with these two.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's as you say, it's absolutely live theater, and life sometimes gets in the way. So Tosca is a fantastic piece, and you really need that kind of central superstar, and it's just been one of those things. People have had to withdraw from things due to personal reasons.
Sure.
Really. So it's
life happens even to opera stars.
Absolutely, especially to opera stars.
That's right. You know, they're probably more likely to be in some sort of trouble.
They're highly tuned instruments. Yeah. But we're really thrilled because we managed to get two people to split the role. And Sinead Campbell-Wallace, who's an up-and-coming Tosca, who's just started in that role and is stunning people, available for the first performances and the last performances. And we're very delighted to bring back Kerry Alkema, who did it last time to do the middle performances. So wonderful artists of incredible quality to come in.
It's true, but I mean, at the same time, there's sort of an excitement around that too. I think it brings something on to the stage, but it also to the viewer and the opera goer.
Totally that, and you know, sometimes it's a replacement before rehearsals have started. Sometimes it's a drop in that night, and that definitely puts the rest of the cast on their toes, and they're trying to support their colleague. It's always fascinating. Always,
I love the idea of that heightened emotion on stage. So then Verdi's Macbeth is coming up. We're excited about it. But some changes as well.
Yeah, Macbeth, really the title, core of the piece is Lady Macbeth. She is the power behind the throne. And we had, you know, one of the world's great artists, a huge friend of the COC, was coming to sing that in Sondra Radvanovsky. Unfortunately, Sondra is just having some things to deal with at the moment. And you know, just before we started rehearsals, had to withdraw from that. And that gives you opportunities. You know, we have a wonderful cast, Quinn Kelsey as the title role. We're absolutely thrilled that we were able to secure, at very short notice actually, Alexandrina Pendrashanska for the first run of performances, and then a real world superstar, Ludmila Monasterka, for the second run of performances, or the second half of the performances. So, you know, these are incredible artists, and we got very lucky that we can bring artists in of that quality.
And we'll point out, too, that we are going to be talking about Sondra again a little later in our conversation, because she is part of your next season, but some wonderful talents to step in for her as part of Verdi's Macbeth. By the way, pick up those tickets, coc.ca, Verdi's Macbeth, Puccini's Tosca, wrapping up this season.
Malaga, il catalogo è questo, delle belle chiamò il padron mio.
You were one of our first interviews in 2023, and at the time you were talking about the winter roster and the current season, but you teased that you're very proud of this upcoming season and that it has balance. And by balance, what do you mean by that? What are you looking for?
The majority of our audience in who come to the COC only see opera in Toronto.
Right.
So what are we trying to do? We're trying to give them classics. We're trying to give them new work. We're trying to give them a real smorgasbord of options.
I would think, too, something splashy, something more minimalist. Like, you're looking for all those types of
things. Yeah, you want grand opera. You want some more intimate work. You need. It's about trying to put a season together that balances some of those things. Even the seasoned opera goer who may have seen, you know, for instance, Boheme multiple times can look and go, oh my God, I haven't seen Cunning Little Vixen in 20 years or ever. And Medea is a piece that, again, is rarely done. So it's just trying to get that balance right between things which people are like wildly excited about seeing for the first time, but also the things that they're the comfortable slippers of a Bohème or a Traviata or whatever.
Always a little question mark around Fidelio in the sense that it is Beethoven's only opera, and you've decided to open the 2023-24 season with that. You did go with Wagner last year, and so I'm interested about this choice and what you love about this piece.
What I love about the piece is that it's still telling a contemporary story. This is about how love can conquer even the darkest of situations. What I love about this production is it brings that more up to date. It's not set particularly contemporary, but it's timeless to a degree.
I like that too.
But it's talking about the way that people are imprisoned and persecuted for their beliefs, and how true love, they anchor onto that as a foundation of keeping their mind from going completely insane.
And a production alongside the San Francisco Opera here.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. And I saw the show in San Francisco. It's a wonderful telling of the story. And I love operas where the narrative is clear in the way that Matthew Ozawa tells this story. You know, there is going to be a redemptive arc to it, but that it's going to be a struggle to get there.
September 29th, it will be the first opera of the 2023-24 season. It runs through mid-October, and then we look. You know, you can't have a season without Puccini. You really can't, I don't think. Running through much of October this year, it is La Bohème. You've brought this alongside your old friends with the Houston Grand Opera, the San Francisco Opera as well, working together with this. So quite the co-pro here.
Yeah. This has been a large part of my last decade of my life, doing this production in Houston. It's wonderful. John Caird, brilliant British theatre director. It's a great story of people from different backgrounds coming together. We very specifically cast it as a cut singers from a very diverse background from the global majority who have come in, and they're just friends living in Paris. It's a traditional-ish telling of the story. This, is about love, and it's about friendship. It's about how, when things get really tough, how people come together. Even if they've had arguments through their friendship, they come together at the time of most need for each other.
Has something like the musical theater rent actually helped this opera over the years? Has it brought in a younger audience at all? Or is it just, do the two live in their own separate worlds?
I don't think they completely live in their own separate worlds. Right. I think that great stories are told in different ways. In the same way that Rusalka, which we did to great acclaim a few years ago, it's the same story as The Little Mermaid. So Disney took it in one direction. It's revisiting stories and telling it in a contemporary fashion. So Rent, my son in particular, was a huge Rent aficionado, and he was like, this is better than Bohème, Dad.
Right. Like, well,
it's not necessarily better, it's different.
Right. It is a nice bridge, though, perhaps, between those two audiences, and maybe there's a little crossover there. You mentioned it a moment ago, and I think this has to be the little gem in the season, and it is The Cunning Little Vixen, a piece that I think a lot of people wonder about. You've got music director Johannes de Boos, it is Janáček. Tell us a little bit about this piece that maybe a lot of people haven't seen.
Sure, yeah. Probably the most accessible of the Janáček pieces. Cunning Little Vixen has a humor to it, and is a ever more resonant story about how man impinges on nature. The animals are by far the smartest people. They outwit the humans left, right, and center. And what I particularly love about it, without hammering people over the head about climate change, the way that we interact with the planet Earth, et cetera, it does allow us to do programs outside of this which tell stories of animals in other cultures. And pretty much every culture has animals which are important of it.
So it's got an ecology, nature.
It definitely does.
It does,
I think, slightly expose the arrogance of man. We believe we're the smartest animal on the planet. You know, I've never met a person that I think is a better person than a dog.
Right.
Dogs just love.
We all love our dogs.
Exactly.
You have dogs? I can't remember.
Yeah, George. He's both the dumbest at times and the smartest thing we've ever done.
So, right. The Cunning Little Vixen from Janáček, January 26th and running through mid-February. And that takes us to Mozart. Giovanni is beloved. This is a co-production with the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden. Got the Israeli Opera here. We've got a few operas so working on this one. So
yeah, I mean, the Mozart big three, if you like, of Figaro, Don Giovanni, and Così fan tutte, they're very much staples of opera companies. What I love about this production is that it tells the story, in a much more contemporary way.
Yeah.
Listen, Don Giovanni is going to hell. We know that. But how he gets there, the journey to get there, the way he uses power to abuse his relationships with women, but how sometimes they also have a part in how they interact with him. It is about the corruption of power, and I think this tells it again in a way that is will resonate with a modern audience rather than just saying he's a one-dimensional bad lad.
February 2024, basically taking over that month of February. Donizetti, it takes us into spring, and Don Pasquale in May. So tell us about how you're going to wrap up the 23-24 season.
So the season itself, there's a lot of quite heavy themes to it, the misogyny, the arrogance of man, etc., etc.
Opera.
Opera, basically. Don Pasquale is the opposite of that. It's a funny story, and it's a genuine, you know, it's not the oxymoron.
I love a funny opera.
Yeah, exactly. And
I do want that once in a while.
Sometimes an oxymoron, a funny opera, but actually the reality of
it. Come on, some good Rossini or something. Yeah, it's a good laugh.
This is definitely a good laugh, and it's, right. You know, it's the story of someone who believes in their own charisma and actually is, again, you know, not the person that they actually think they are. But it's very much a lighthearted comedy. It's a wonderful show, and it gives us a very good balance, I think, when we move on to the other piece that it's paired with.
All right, and we wrap with Medea. This is a big one, a co-pro with the Metropolitan Opera, the Greek National Opera, COC, and out of Chicago as well. So I love these big co-pros because I know that means a lot of people have invested in what we're going to see and what we're going to experience. So tell us about your finale.
Yeah, I mean, Medea is one of it's never been done before in Canada, and it's a role that you wait for the right artist to come along who can actually sing that role of Medea and make it a believable thing. An artist of Sondra Radvanovsky's standing comes and says, one of the roles I'm really interested in singing in the future is Medea. Oh yeah, wow, we definitely want to do that. And you really do need to find that artist, though, who can do the title role, because it's incredibly difficult to sing.
And it is Sondra Radvanovsky, we'll underline that, who will be in that role. So
Absolutely. Pretty
exciting. By the way, that is happening May 3rd through 25th. We're excited about the 2023-24 season. I feel like I have a much better understanding of what you were thinking going into it and where some of these pieces have come from, and some excitement around some of these pieces. So COC General Director Perrin Leach, thank you for taking us through this.
Of course.
A wonderful guide, and all the best with your travels over the next couple of weeks. And
thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Subscriptions to the 2023-24 season available now. Can be purchased online, of course, at coc.ca. Have a look. Peruse what is available for the upcoming season. You can also call for that subscription, 416-363-8231. You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. You will hear this next season with the COC.